housing crisis in the city. You have almost 1,800 people who are homeless in the city, who are in housing stress, who are living in overcrowded conditions, who are living in temporary accommodation. There's 70 units coming available at Apex Housing, building 70 units on Bunclanner Road. The numbers of families who are looking for those houses could be in the region of 1,000. There's people who other parts of the city wouldn't want to go to Bunclanner Road, but the vast majority of people that's on the list would say it's a new house, so yes, they would go to Bunclanner Road. So I would say there's about 1,000. There's about 1,000 families who are looking for these houses.
We're told constantly that there's massive unemployment in the construction sector, that there are many, many people who work in the construction industry unemployed in the northwest. It seems that if the government or others were to embark on a major house building program, there's no shortage of labour, there's no shortage of resources to build new houses.
Absolutely, and that is one of the things that I've been saying for the last number of years. You know, in the situation in the late 60s and early 70s in the north of Ireland, where the housing situation was a disaster, the government put out legislation so that they build extra houses for the people. And, you know, they can do it again. You need to pass legislation to allow to tackle the crisis in the social housing, not only in Derry City, but also in other parts of the north. And they can do it. If the will is there, they can do it. But certainly there's a serious crisis in Derry City and in parts of Belfast.